This is Elated Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. Sorry I got a late start last week. I don't know if any of you knew or any of you give a damn. Last Friday I was in the hospital in St. Louis and had my brain operated on. They said that I had some problems. They let me out early Monday morning saying they've never have seen anybody come out of it as quick as I have. Now I've got some stitches in my head and they said they got all the mass that was in there, and they said they could not believe it. And I think to myself, what a great life. What a great life. Poor boy from the Roosevelt home comes up. You know, could have been dead. They didn't know if I was going to make it or not. But two and a half days in the hospital, and they're the ones that said they couldn't believe that it happened the way it happened. Now, I've got friends of mine who've also said the same thing. And I just think to myself, you know, maybe there was a reason. Now, I'm not a real religious person. Everybody knows that. But maybe there was a reason for me being around. I don't even know if there's a God or not. But if there is, I want to thank him. If there's not, I want to thank whoever. But it's always amazing. It's always amazing how people think that, you know, they're going to make it through this and make it through that. And it's all the luck of the draw. It's all the luck of the draw. You people know that. I mean, I spent 2 or 3 months feeling bad, but I'll tell you what, now I can't feel any better. And I hope everybody that listens to me all throughout this country, because I know they listen in New York, in California, in Florida, in Chicago, they listen all around. I want to thank them for at least giving me the opportunity to fight another day. Now, we always don't have to agree on how we fight. We can always have differences. But at the end of the day, we're all human beings, black, white, men, women, Democrats, and Republicans. It's just amazing how a lot of times people will say, oh, I don't want to get involved. Well, you better get involved because, see, people die every day in Hollywood. They die every day in New York, all these movie stars. But at the end of the day, it's not about being a movie star. It's not about being a rap artist. It's not about being a football player or a baseball player. It's about being a human being. And people don't understand that. And that's what kills. That's why people, we've got 500 TV stations, 200-300 radio stations. You can watch anything day or night, and nobody gives a damn anymore. 50 years ago, there were 2 or 3 stations. You had to watch what you had to watch. But it doesn't happen that way anymore. And I don't know if that's good or bad or indifferent, but at least that gives everybody the opportunity to do what the hell they want to do when they want to do it. I'm going to get together today. Today's like a day we're going to finish up the whole year, because we're going to start off Monday on a fresh note, and I'm going to start off on a real fresh note, and people who don't like it, they can kiss my ass. You know, the FCC is trying to get me off the air, and they may eventually get me off this station, but that doesn't mean they're going to keep me off the air, because there's friends of mine that want to buy stations who want to hire me, and I think that's a good thing, and they should want to hire other people. I think Kevin Slayton, They want to hire him. They want to hire some other people. And I think that's what has to be done. We have to come together. The people that are true fighters are going to have to come together and start fighting together. Because if you don't fight together, you're never going to win anything. And it just really, really, really pisses me off. Lines are always open. Well, no, they're not always open for me, but they'll be open today if you want to talk about anything. Toll free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190, because we are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. I see here in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace on Friday that the ex-Illinois governor criticizes all the Democrats. And isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how they're criticizing Trump for what he's trying to do? And I don't think Trump's perfect. And I think all you people out there know that Trump's not perfect, because there's no one out there perfect. But the imprisoned former governor, Rob Blagojevich, he argued in a column that the Democrats in the House who impeached President Trump would also have tried to remove Abraham Lincoln. Now, here's Blagojevich. Now, he's by far not the most intelligent man. They tell me back in the day, and I had people that were in the room with him on many occasions, he'd go into the bathroom when he didn't want to hear the crap. So I don't know how good a governor he was. He was a nice-looking young man. He loved Elvis, but I don't know what kind of governor he was. But it just amazes me. It amazes me how they can sit there and talk their crap and continue to talk their crap. What the hell's wrong with the phone? Yeah, never mind. It's just, you know, it just amazes me. It just totally, totally, totally amazes me. And we have my board op. Half the time, I don't know if she's hearing the messages or just don't give a damn or they're not there, but that just pisses me off too. But anyway, back to our story about Blagojevich. He's talking about how bad the Democrats are, and here he is. He got impeached. He was removed from office in 2009. Becoming the first governor in Illinois history to be impeached while in office. Now, he's there now. It's 2019, so I guess that gives him probably right at 10 years, probably 10 years in prison, 9, 10 years in prison. And I don't think he deserved that, even though he's a Democrat, and I was a Democrat at one time. But, you know, he's fighting. He's trying to fight the fight. And I think at some point in time, I think after the election, and you can note this into your book, after the election, you can just about bet, and I'd bet money on it, that he will get taken out of office or taken out of the court system. And I don't think that he's going to give him a total pardon. I don't think Trump will give him a total pardon. But I think Trump will release him from prison, because I honestly think Trump likes the guy. Now, I know he can't be too involved because of the situation with the election coming up, but it just amazes me. It amazes me how these guys can get away with crap. And that's Blagojevich, that's me, that's you, that's Trump, that's everybody. But they want to stand back like they're better than somebody. And I've never seen, the only people that are worse than a normal person is a no good for nothing son of a bitch and criminal. Now, they're not in the same category, but for most people who get in a little bit of trouble, or there's a little bit of bull crap going down, that's just something you have to put up with day in and day out. And I think most people do, but it just amazes me. It amazes me how we let that crap just keep going and going and going, and nobody ever wants to do anything about it. Until somebody finally says, hey, enough's enough. You know, there was enough over in Ferguson a few years back. And I think that hurt the city. But it's everything comes out. Everybody talks about what they want to talk about. And then most things die out. Some things don't. And we just have to fight along the way. I also see in St. Louis, I'm an ex-homicide detective out of East St. Louis, ex-chief of police out of Washington Park, ex-convicted felon for obstruction of justice. They said I lied under oath, which I didn't, but you know what, you got to take them the way you get them. In 2 days, they were having 7 homicides, 7 homicides in 2 days, and it's a start, and it made the St. Louis Post disgrace again on Friday. The most violent in recent memory with the 7 homicides in 2 days in St. Louis. Isn't it amazing? We sit back and think about it. And everybody wants to talk politics. They want to talk this. They want to talk that. We need to talk serious crap. And serious crap is keeping our streets safe. Nobody wants to talk about that but Bob Romanek. Everybody wants to talk. No, we don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about something a little bit different. No, you really can't. You really can't talk about anything different. You have to talk about what's on the forefront. And that is what is on the forefront. And it says Dutchtown never used to be this way. But now there's killings in Dutchtowns. There's killings in NAR. There's been killings in NAR St. Louis forever. Now there's killings in Dutchtown, in West Area, in South St. Louis, in South St. Louis County. And it's not going to get better. I don't know why people say, well, we're working on it. It's going to get better. That's what they said last year. That's what the chief Hayden said last year. Yeah, it's going to be better. We're going to have a great 2020. Come to find out, it's been one of the worst 2020s in history. Nobody wants to talk about it. They want to talk about what's going to be good, what's going to happen. But it's amazing. Let's go ahead and take some callers. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, you mean nasty bastard. What a crappy way to start your New Year's off after fucking me.
Well, thank you very much, buddy. What's going on in your world?
Not a whole lot, Bob. You know, it seems like in the city of St. Louis, what was old is new again.
Yeah, yeah. What is old wasn't old. What was old was always new, because there's been killings going on in the St. Louis region for years after years. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, Bob, remember we were talking about that triple homicide up in, was it Basalto?
Right.
Well, it turns out that I'm glad I was wrong. I wish the people were still alive. It was not drug related. It was white trash related.
Right,
but
right.
Those people were apparently, from what everything I've read and heard, were true 100% victims. So my heart and my prayers are out to their families. Had it been drug related, my thoughts and prayers still would have been to them. But it appears that, unfortunately, for those folks, wrong place, wrong time.
You know what, Dave, I know the position you're in and the position a lot of great people in St. Louis and all throughout this country are. But when you sit back and think about it, and you're in a position to think about it, been trained, can think about it. Isn't it amazing how people, normal people, they think about it, they read about it, and then they forget about it?
Absolutely, absolutely. My grandpa always used to say you can trust a kid as far as you can see him. So I think most people have a childlike mentality, is that they don't remember. They don't remember history, and, you know, you say it all the time, and so does Kevin. If we don't remember history, we're going to make the same mistake in the future.
And you know what, though, David, it's going to continue and continue. And I think that not only I, but Slayton and a lot of police officers, past and present, have said the same thing, that it's not going to change. It's not ever going to get any better until we all put our feet down, men, women, black and white, Democrats and Republicans, and say, hey, enough's enough. We're not going to tolerate it anymore, and we're going to put a stop to it. But it hasn't come to that point, has it, Dave?
No, Bob, but I here's what it's going to take, and I hope it doesn't get to that. I really do. It's going to take for some politician's family member to get caught up to where they're a innocent victim of a crime, to where the pendulum is going to swing. But the bad part about it, Bob, it's going to swing too far the other way, and we don't need that. Let's people try to get to the happy medium if we ever can. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but let's try to get there.
Dave, let me tell you what's going to happen, and I'm an educated man, as I know you are. In the next 20, 30 years, you're going to see this whole country become a socialistic country, because the millennials are coming up. They don't give a damn. Their kids coming up won't give a damn. And maybe you think I'm wrong, and maybe you hope I'm wrong, but I think in another 20, 30 years that this whole country is going to be nothing but a socialistic country. What's your take?
Bob, unfortunately, I agree with you. I hope that the case that the more world education you get, when School of Hard Knocks, you know, not college education, but life education that you get, the more things that you acquire, because let's face it, Bob, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, a lot of people are judged by the things that they acquire, which, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily fair, but that's just how it is.
You're right.
I think the more that these kids that don't have anything right now start acquiring things, and people like them, the way they are now, want to take it away and give it to a lazy person who doesn't want to work, I think their attitudes will change, because I know a lot of people, after they start acquiring things, and you tell them, like, you get a bonus from, I don't know, let's just say General Motors, and it's a $10,000 bonus, and the government wants 40% right off the top, they get pissed. Well, you should get pissed, because at tops, the government should only be entitled to 15%. But why do they get 40?
You know what? I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. But you know what happens, Dave, and people don't want to realize it, but what happens, the world keeps moving, and people keep thinking, well, I'm not going to worry about their problems because I've got my own problems. But at the end of the day, everybody's problems seem to come together. And I honestly, I'm not going to be around, and I don't know how old you are, if you're going to be around, but I think in 30, 40 years, I think we'll be a socialistic country. And I think in 50, 60 years, we're not going to be the same country we were back in the day. Do you?
Bob, I hope you're wrong. I'm going to say this. All this crap took place under Clinton, a baby boomer, a spoiled, rotten brat who had everything given to him. Okay? George W. Bush didn't do squat to change anything. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, he's Clinton's cousin. Well, and we know what Obama did, so I'm not even going to waste my breath on that. So now we come to the present day, Bob. Donald Trump, who changed many, many, many things. He's taking the world government away that Clinton originally set up, and he's making it to where the U.S. is independent again. And that's what I want. I don't want a world government, because let's face it, look at the other world leaders in their countries, how effed up they are, Bob.
Yeah, you know what, Dave, you're exactly right, but let me tell you, I just think, and I'm an educated man, I just honestly think that at the end of the day, that we're going to see a socialistic country. Maybe it'll be 50 years, but you have to agree with me that it's going in that direction, and I don't see it stopping. Do you?
Bob, unfortunately, you're right. I think at some point in time, and maybe I'm the eternal optimist, because I know I'm always called a pessimistic person, but I think people will wake up and say, you know what? This ain't happening. Because I go back to the World War II people. The greatest generation ever. The most selfless generation ever. And not because my grandfather was one of them. But they signed up. They went. They did what the right thing for the country was. They came back and they turned us into the most prosperous country in the United States. We have our faults. But you know what? Go over to another country. Go over to North Korea. And tell him, Kim Young Fat Boy, you don't like his haircut. They'll just kill you right there. They'll give you a fair trial and kill you. At least the beauty of this country, you don't like Trump, you can talk about him.
Yeah. I agree. Well, listen, Dave, I appreciate the call. I know you're going to have a great 2020. Keep listening and keep calling. Something comes up, off or on the record, don't ever, ever hesitate to give me a call, buddy.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Hey, have a great new year.
Okay, Dave, you too. Thank you very much. You know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that people want to think one way when they know it's going to be the other way. And it's a shame. And I've had people tell me, hey, Romantic, you think you're intelligent. No, I don't think I'm intelligent. I think that I know what's going on. I think I research. You know, I've had a good education. And maybe everything I say isn't correct and everything I think isn't correct. And if I find out different, I'll move forward in another direction. And I just hope that's what all you good people do. But it's like everybody wants to hear somebody on the radio or somebody on the television. All I want to do is give you my opinion. And again, I've got people that listen to me in California, in New York, in Florida, in Arizona. I've been on the news so much the last year, had 12 reports in the post, disgrace, and reports all over. And it just really, really, really bothers me that people say he doesn't know what he's talking about. Now, I know what I'm talking about. Maybe you people don't know what I'm talking about, but I think that we all have to come together, and we're going to have to compromise a little bit. Let's go ahead and take one more call before break. Go ahead, Jesse. You're on the dark side.
Well, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I hope you have a Happy New Year, and I wish you a very speedy recovery.
Well, you know what, Jesse, thank you very much. I tell you, I'm 150%. I've not felt better in the last 20 years. And I've had people say all last week, you got operated on major operation Friday, and you're out Sunday night. They said it couldn't happen to anybody else. And I said, well, maybe somebody owed me something. But I'm fighting the fight, and I'm ready to go. And it's going to be a good year for me, and hopefully a good year for you and everybody else, because it's going to come a point in time we're all going to be able to say, hey, maybe I don't totally agree with that man on everything, but I agree that he has the opportunity to say what he has to say, and I agree that I have the opportunity to say what I have to say.
Well, I was out of town for 12 days. Me and my little woman took us a vacation, and I just got back to work yesterday, got back in town and everything, and I haven't been listening, but I always enjoy listening to your show. I think you do a great job. And you know what the best damn part about you is? You speak the damn truth.
You know what, Jesse, I tell you what, you probably made my whole year, because that's one thing I do. I know a lot of people don't like me. I know a lot of people think I'm the ugliest son of a bitch in the world, but I do speak the truth, and I speak the truth all throughout the country. And again, there's people, I bet you, in every state that listen to me. They don't call, but they listen. And that's a good thing, because what that does, Jesse and everybody else, that gets everybody's thoughts and words out there. And maybe at some point in time, we can take all of our thoughts and words and come together and become a great country again.
Well, Bob, thank you for taking my call, and I wish you the best, and God bless you and your family, sir.
Jesse, thank you very much, and God bless you and your family, and God bless everybody in their families. God bless the families that don't like me, because I don't really give a damn. All I want to do is give my opinion. I want you to have your opinion, Jesse and everybody else, Dave and everybody else throughout this country. And then hopefully we can come up with some compromises. There has to be compromises out there. You know, I'm not correct on everything, even though I think I am. I'm really not. And I know you good people out there aren't correct on everything. But it's just amazing how we all can't just come together and say, hey, listen, I was right on this and I was wrong on that. But people don't want to do that. They want to have their opinion, and their opinion's got to be the best opinion. And 9 times out of 10, it's never the best opinion. It may be a good opinion. It may be a good opinion, but it's not ever, I don't think, the best opinion. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the blacks in the St. Louis area, and we're going to talk about whatever you good people want to talk about, because it's the end of the year for me, the last Friday. So come on back. You won't scare me, because, to be honest with you, I don't give a damn. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't.
welcome back to the dark side. Again, this is Bob Romanek. I started off this new year 150% better, and I'm going to continue to go whether here or somewhere else, and maybe I'll only have one listener down the road, but that one listener will listen to me, hopefully will agree with me, and at that movement, we can start another movement to get things on the right track. I see over in St. Louis, up on the hill, that the Hill Restaurant with another restaurant in the St. Louis area, they've decided to close the doors. Colono's Cafe and Bakery, which in August opened in Amigetto's on the Hill location, is going to be closing their doors, or has closed their doors. They've gotten an argument. Now here's two white entities fighting each other, and I only say that to say that that's what you're going to see coming in the next 20, 30, 40 years in the whole St. Louis region. You're going to have white people. You're always going to have white people. You're going to have black people. You're going to have a lot of mixed people, but you're going to also have a lot of fighting, and I think it's coming now. They're having a big fight. They've shut the place down, and I don't think it's going to be open again. They tried to open it up, and I don't think business was all that good, but they kept it going and kept it going for however long they could keep it going. But now a big article in the Post Disgrace talks about how they're shutting the place down and it's not going to be open. But they're going to open up at a new location. And it just amazes me, and I think it does everyone, that these locations just are starting to come and go and come and go and come and go. Nobody wants to give them the opportunity to be a successful business. You know, they did the same thing over here at the Hoff Brew House across from the Shrine on Route 15 in Belleville. That was never going to make it. They said it cost them $12,000, but I think they were probably lying, because I know the banks are suing for over $21 million, people. Do you understand that? And it's amazing, the group out of Effingham has said it cost $12 million to make. But the banks are suing for over $21 million. And I do not believe it cost more than $3 or $4 million, if that much, to build that place. Because there's really not much in there. But anyway, there's going to be a fight up on the hill. And Amagazi's, it's gone. The other business is now out of there, and it's going to continue. And I think we're going to see this year after year after year. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Long-time listener, second-time caller, man. I'm just thankful that you pulled through like that real quick and stuff. That's awesome.
Well, you know what, Steve? Let me tell you. I did pull through, and I don't know if it was a religious thing, because I'm not very religious, but to get in on a Friday, to get major operations to be out on a Sunday night, Monday morning, and for them to say they've never seen anything like this, I'm thankful to somebody or something. So go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. You know what you're doing and stuff on the radio. You got the, it's great that you're getting the message out and stuff, and I hope you can continue to do it for a long time. But I just wanted to say that as soon as all these states pass this cannabis crap and stuff, I'm kind of the one against it and stuff. But as soon as they pass it, you know, back on the back of the dollar bill, it says "E pluribus unum."
Uh-huh.
It's gonna be changed to "E cannabis unum." What do you think?
Hey, Steve, thanks for the call. And you know what? I agree with you 1,000%. I'm not for smoking marijuana, and I don't know if it should be legal or not. My opinion is that it shouldn't be, but I think there's enough people. I don't think it's the majority of people, but I think there's enough people fighting to have legalized marijuana that you've seen it now in Illinois. You're going to see legalization of recreational marijuana in Missouri within the next 6 months. That's going to be the 12th state. Then you're going to see all these states file in one after another after another. And it's not going to be another 2 or 3 years that every state in this country will have legalized recreational marijuana and municipal marijuana. And I think, again, I think that's going to be kind of the start, one of the starts to the finish, because people just, they don't understand how difficult it is. I'm an ex-police officer, ex-homicide detective, ex-chief of police. I understand how difficult it can get, and it's going to continue, because what they're going to say is, hey, marijuana is okay, 2 months down the road. Well, let's go ahead with heroin. Heroin will be okay as long as you do it in the privacy of your house. Then it's, well, you can do it outside. You just can't smoke a lot of it outside. But I tell you, Stephen, everybody that's listening, there's going to be a point in time. There's going to be a point in time where people are going to say, it's not right. It shouldn't be right. But they're not going to fight it because people never fight anything. They just keep it going and keep it going and keep it going. And at some point in time, it's not going to be good. Not going to be good for anybody. You know, you read in the paper and you get all these articles, especially during the holidays. It's amazing how they talk about all these towns. And now they've got in Baltimore. Baltimore nears record homicide rate in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's primarily a black town, and everybody bitched when it went from white to black. But when it went from white to black, that's when the crime started coming in, and the crime will continue to come in. Nobody wants to really address it. They have small articles about it. This is on page 9. They have small articles about it, but then they let it go. That's a major situation. That's a major situation that should never, never, ever be let go. It needs to be discussed. It needs to be addressed. And until we all come together and address it properly, and I don't mean, and they can call me a racist, they can call me a homophobe, they can call me whatever the hell they want to call me, but all I'm for is everybody. I don't give a damn. Do not give a damn if you're black, white, green, purple, or yellow. I just want to see everybody get through this world the best way they can, because we can't make it on our own. We're never, ever, ever, never, ever going to make it on our own. We're going to have to work together. But that's where people come across each other, and they always, always, always want to sit back and criticize somebody else. They never want to criticize themselves. You ever notice that they never criticize themselves because everything they say and do is right and everything we say and do is wrong? I was handed a copy of the St. Louis American paper, and I think that's the biggest racist, raggist paper, one of the biggest racist, raggist paper in the country. And they've got a big article, front page, talking about white supremacy. Got this black guy talking about white supremacy and how white supremacy is so bad. Now, he's not talking about some white people. He's talking about all white people. They're talking about white people. White supremacy is bad, and it needs to be stopped. But here's the problem. They can talk all the crap they want, but they never try to stop it. They never try to stop it. They just run with it, and they continue to run with it. Nobody ever says anything. They just let it go. Now, they'll let the nigger, not the blacks now, they'll let the niggers talk about it day in and day out. They'll let the niggers say, hey, that should be taken care of. That's racial. And then all the niggers will say, yes, it is racial. It should be taken care of. And they'll talk about it and talk about it. They'll have killings in their neighborhood, one after another. Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about all the killings last year in North St. Louis. Nobody, they'll have one article. Nobody talks about any of this crap going on throughout the primarily black community. Because you know what it always is? It's always because of the white man. It's always white supremacy. And it just pisses me off that we day in and day out have to go through that. Now, you won't hear that on any other radio station. You only hear it here and on the Kevin Slayton Show because, see, we speak the truth. I don't give a damn. I give a damn less. If somebody likes me, if somebody wants to be around me, if somebody wants to encourage the things I say and do, I don't give a damn because that's not a person's right. A person's right is to think anyway and feel any way they want to feel. But they always want to come up with this white supremacy, and you people know that. You read the black newspapers. It's never about the blacks. It's never, ever, ever about the blacks. Never, ever, ever about the niggers. It's always about white supremacy. And they just keep hitting on it and hitting on it and hitting on it until somebody like me stands up and says, hey, it's not right. Now, and these bastards, they know it's not right. They know it's not right, but they'll continue. They'll continue the haunt. They'll continue the cause because they get away with it. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, for taking my call again. Sorry, I got cut off. I just wanted to say one more thing. A lot of people call in and talk about the media and stuff, you know, how you know, big they are and stuff, which they are. And the media is like the biggest entity, like, you know, right there by the oil companies and all that and healthcare and stuff. And I believe that they're all liberals and stuff. And once you get, you know, these editors and stuff, if they're liberals and stuff, all they have to do, Bob, is like just, you know, leave a sentence out, put a sentence in. But, you know, even change like a letter and stuff, and these liberals run with it and stuff, and you can't do anything about it because then you're going against their First Amendment rights. What do you think?
You know what, Steve? I agree with you, but see, the problem is we have First Amendment rights. Everybody has First Amendment rights, but the proud black and the proud white, we just kind of want to back off. We say, hey, we'll just let it go, and it'll refocus, and things will get better. But the problem is, Steve, and everybody else listening all throughout this country, it never gets better. It continues to get worse. It continues to get worse because we will not stop it. And it's amazing when they say, well, you white people ought to stop it. You ought to do something about it. Well, we've tried, but as much as we've tried, it doesn't make any difference. And I say it 1,000 times. It doesn't make any difference about the 20-30 killings in North St. Louis. They don't give a damn about that. The niggers, especially the niggers, don't give a damn about that. They give a damn about white supremacy. They give a damn about what the white people have earned and made for themselves. And the niggers want to take it away. And it's never because of the niggers. I want to let you know that. It's never, never, never because of the niggers. It's always because of the white people. And you read these nigger newspapers, not just in St. Louis, you can read these nigger newspapers all over the country, and they've got the same crap. And you know what happens at the end of the day? Nothing. Nobody fights the niggers. Nobody fights the niggers on all their reporting. They just let it go and let it go and let it go. And people know that it's wrong, but you know what they end up saying, Steve and everybody else? Well, let's let it go. Let's let it go that just maybe. Maybe it won't be so bad if we don't address it. But the problem is, and the problem's going to be, that it's going to have to be addressed, and it's going to have to be addressed sooner than later. And if it's not addressed sooner than later, then it's going to be a bigger problem. So, again, Steve, thank you for the call. Before we take a break, I just want to rehash the buyer's lineup for legal pot at the Collinsville dispensary in Collinsville, Illinois, right off the interstate. They're talking about they had 1,500 people the first day, and they had 500 the next day. And you're going to see they're not going to have that many alternative places because it's not going to take long that people are going to say, hey, I can just buy it out on the street. I can get it cheaper out on the street. I can get a better quality of marijuana out on the street. And even though it'll be illegal, what the hell is it going to make any difference? Because law enforcement is not going to pressure the illegal sale of marijuana. And it's amazing that it's going to have to be that way. But that's what I say. In the next 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to see we're going to have one hell of a socialistic country. And it's going to be a shame. And there's still going to be some conservatives around. But it's going to come to the point in time where the conservatives are going to have to take a back seat. And you'll see in 50, 60, 70 years, most of us won't see it, and probably none of us will see it. But this country's going to fall down on its face. And not just here, all over the world. And I think you're going to see a worse time. I think the best times have come and probably going to be gone. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. Welcome, welcome back as usual to the last two or three minutes of the show. Don't have much to talk about today. Today is Friday. We're going to go crazy on Monday, and if nobody wants to listen, I say don't listen because I don't give a damn. But we're going to speak the truth. We're going to speak the truth all throughout this country, all throughout every state in this nation, and I guarantee you we're going to have thousands and thousands of listeners. A lot of people don't like to talk, and I understand that. They do like to listen, so I want to thank everybody, whether you're a talker or just a listener. I want to thank everybody who takes the time to listen to our show. Before we go, and we'll talk about it Monday, get a little more information, the Highway Patrol takes aim at gambling, video gambling in Missouri. Now, Governor Parsons, I think he's on one side. I think he's all for having legalized gambling, and I think some of the police officers are against it, but we'll have to talk about that on Monday, try to get some information over the weekend and see what we can come up with. But again, it appears that, you know, the gambling, the drugs, the alcohol, everything's starting to come together. And even though it may not be the majority, I think the minority is going to fight hard enough that the majority is going to say, well, let's let it go. It can't hurt. But I honestly think down the road it's going to hurt a lot more than it's going to help our great country. But again, that's just my opinion. And I've said before, everybody has their opinion. And I just hope we can come together with some kind of compromise where we can work together and play together and live together. That's the biggest thing. We have to finally come together and live together. And it's amazing. It's amazing how at times we can't ever get our differences, sit down with them, and come to some kind of mutual conclusion that we can do better. But as always, today is Friday. It's actually the end of the year, even though it's the third. Monday will start off the new year for everybody. So again, I hope everybody, friend and foe, has a safe, prosperous, enjoyable weekend. I hope everybody enjoys it. I hope nobody gets hurt. Of course, you know that's not going to happen, but the less people that get hurt, the better off everybody is. So as always, let's continue our road. And I think we've made some advances. Let's continue to come together, black, white, men, women, Democrats and Republicans. Don't have to be on the total same page, but let's come together and fight the fight against these no-count, good-for-nothing, rotten bastards, both men and women, black and white. Makes no difference. We all have to come together. We have to sacrifice a little bit to get a little bit. So let's all have a safe weekend, and as always, let's continue to unite to expose these ass-white, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we've been talking about for years, and let's destroy them. Let's destroy them before they continue to destroy all of us good people, not perfect people, but good people. Let's continue to destroy them. No violence. Destroy them politically, of course. Politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word!
This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.